There's more grim news this morning from the terror group calling itself the Islamic State or ISIS. Another video has surfaced that shows the beheading of British citizen David Haines. Haines is the aid worker who was taken hostage last year in Syria. He is the third Westerner beheaded in recent weeks by the Islamic State. And like previous videos, this newest one appears to name another Western hostage as a future target. Prime Minister David Cameron condemned the beheading this morning at a news conference in London.
David has been murdered in the most callous and brutal way imaginable by an organisation which is the embodiment of evil. We will hunt down those responsible and bring them to justice, no matter how long it takes.
Steve Erlinger, London Bureau Chief for the New York Times, joins us now from London. Thanks for joining us, Stephen.
Happy to do it.
How similar would you say this video is to the ones we've seen before?
It's almost the same. It appears to have the same British accented jihadi in a black clothing and a mask, brandishing a knife, and then showing a corpse afterwards. So it's very much the same model. And again, you have the victim, in this case David Haines, giving a statement which seems to have been practiced, condemning David Cameron for his acts in helping the Kurds fight ISIS.
Now, of course, this video, similar to the videos in the past, which seemed to be a challenge to President Obama, this one seems to be a direct challenge to the British Prime Minister. He spoke this morning. What is he saying? How is the British government going to respond to this?
Well, they have talked a big game about ISIS, but they've been a little bit reluctant to get too involved. A year ago, Cameron wanted to bomb Syria along with Obama on chemical weapons, and Parliament said no. He says he can do, that he is authorized to do what he needs to do against ISIS, but so far the British have only been supplying military equipment to the Kurds. They have not joined the Americans in bombing ISIS. I'm sure he's under pressure to do so, because after all, a British hostage has been executed apparently by a British jihadi, with another British hostage lined up to be next. So there's a lot of pressure on Cameron.
Of course, the president, President Obama, has called for a coalition. Is Britain going to be part of this coalition to fight ISIS?
Well, it says that it is already, and indeed it has been helping the Kurds. The question for the British is how far they want to get involved. The Americans have said no boots on the ground. The Britons have said no boots on the ground. So they're looking for local allies. The problem they have, obviously, is the Kurds were pretty well organized in the Peshmerga already. There aren't similar allies in Iraq and Syria that have the same kind of unity and training. After all, both the United States and Britain have not done very much to support the moderate Syrian resistance to Assad, which is the very groups they now want to rely on to help defeat ISIS.
Steve Erlinger is the London Bureau Chief for the New York Times. Thanks so much, Stephen.
Thank you.